Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about visionary museum director Thomas Krenz. Krenz invented the idea of museum as a brand and changed the playing field for every major and minor art institution in the country. Tom was the poster boy of the Williams College Art Department and the school's most celebrated athlete, garnering the attention of both national and international basketball scouts. A knee injury cut his professional basketball career short, and in 1982, Williams College lured him back to campus with an offer to teach in the art department. Tom was everyone's favorite professor, and his real-world experience outside the classroom greatly enhanced his stature. The college, recognizing Tom's entrepreneurial skills, awarded him the directorship of the small campus art museum. Tom saw potential in this little Berkshire outpost of culture, envisioning a gleaming temple filled with artists known the world over. He charmed donors and artists alike, raising millions to transform the Williams College Museum of Art into a nationally recognized showcase for the visual arts. Almost before the ribbon was cut at the college museum's opening, though, Tom was already leading another bold project, the $50 million transformation of a vast abandoned factory complex in rural Massachusetts that would become the world's largest museum of contemporary art, MassMoCA. The success of his dramatic expansion of the college museum and his creation of MassMoCA brought potential suitors to his door, each eager for his transformative touch to lead them to greatness. Among these suitors was the beleaguered director of the Guggenheim Museum in New York, Thomas Messer. Undercapitalized, with only a small endowment and insufficient operating funds, the Guggenheim had limped along for years. Tom moved fast. Capitalizing on the Guggenheim property in Venice, he turned an exotic summer house into the Guggenheim's second outpost, the Palazzi. Next, he raised millions to restore the aging Guggenheim flagship and build a tower of multi-million-dollar condominiums behind the museum. Recognizing that blockbuster shows were another way to get high traffic and additional financing, Tom pursued them vigorously with a legendary motorcycle exhibit sponsored by BMW, an exhibition devoted to fashion sponsored by Armani, as well as groundbreaking exhibitions from Brazil, China, and India. But above all, his global vision was what made Tom so special, and his concept of the Guggenheim as an international brand took off as he proposed the now famous Guggenheim Bilbao in Spain, which would be designed by the leading architect of the 21st century, Frank Gehry. With Bilbao, Tom basically rewrote the script for a successful museum. One part stunning architecture, one part unique funding strategy, which meant getting the host government to pay the bill, and one part recycled art from the museum's extensive collection. Successful from day one, Tom used Bilbao as a showcase to pitch governments around the world to think about hosting Guggenheim branches in their countries. Quickly, the museum launched the Deutsche Guggenheim in Berlin, the Guggenheim Soho in Manhattan, the Guggenheim Hermitage Museum, and began discussions with several other countries, including Japan, Finland, and Abu Dhabi. Tom's vision had changed the model of the art museum as we know it. Not everyone was ready for that paradigm shift. People the world over were divided as to whether Krenz was a visionary or a power-crazed egomaniac. Undeterred by this conflict, Tom stayed at the museum's helm until recently, when he stepped down to open his own museum consulting firm. There's always been more to Tom Krenz's vision and formula than flashy buildings and designer labels. In the end, Tom Krenz's legacy will remain, and the respect he deserves as a museum visionary will one day prevail. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.